It's Thursday morning. Where do we check in?
We check in with the Chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington, Jenny Vaughn.
It's our good friend Jenny Vaughn. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Fantastic. How are you two today?
Well, we've been at commercial breaks working on the arc, making sure we get everything hammered.
And Jenny, how long's a cubit?
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. Now, I don't even know where to start. I've got my canoe out ready to go. Uh-huh.
That's good.
Around town.
Remember, the seat cushion underneath your chair can be used as a flotation device in chance of a water landing, and that's where we are today. But we want to go back to last week because it was happier times. We did see some rain on Friday, but that didn't stop your
army. Volunteer day.
Of volunteers. When we talked to you last Thursday, you had over 1,300 hours committed. I don't have an abacus. I'm not sure where to get one, but how many hours did you finally add up, and what a great, great community effort that was.
Well, thank you. It really was, and the weather, didn't affect us at all. I mean, there was a little rain here and there, and everybody who was working outside was well prepared, but we had lots of different activities, volunteer activities indoors, but we just hit that 1,300 total hour mark, and we had over 600. We actually had 607 total volunteers, which is just amazing. And there's all kinds of great pictures out there. I don't know anything about social media and all that good stuff. I know enough to get myself in trouble, but I'm told.
Oh, don't worry, Keith can help you out with that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Keith.
Don't ask me either.
Well, there's apparently there are photos on Tag Board, and so right. I was told just to Google Tag Board. Ivy Tech 1,000 hours, and for Flickr, just look at Google Ivy Tech Bloomington Flickr, and you can find all those great pictures that people were taking. You know, the morning, we were supposed to start the morning with Judy O'Bannon, and unfortunately, Judy and her husband, Don, were unable to attend because he fell ill the night before. So I was up there and trying to rally the crowd as well as I could in her place, and it was a wonderful morning. People were all over town in Bedford, and I followed all of them to their various volunteer locations, and it was just a wonderful day.
Talk about Thursday night, because you had John Meacham in town, Pulitzer Prize-winning author, and sometimes these people do all the right things, and you know they're proper, and they give the right kind of speech. This guy was amazing and funny and good and compelling. What a choice, Jenny. Great job.
Well, thank you, and goes to the team, helping to make that decision. But that was our O'Bannon Institute fundraising dinner, our annual event.
It was sold out.
Complete. Mm-hmm. I mean, the place was packed. It was beautiful. Tina, big shout out to Tina Phelps and the entire O'Bannon committee for making all of that happen. But Meacham came in. He was very generous with his time. He actually spent about 20, 30 minutes with our Youth Leadership Academy students, and those are 7th and 8th grade students, so in that academy. And he talked to them, and he answered their questions. They had wonderful questions, and he was just like your friend next door, and you're just having a conversation with him.
Right. No, it was absolutely an amazing event. And then, of course, just to review, we talked about it last Thursday. You did the Civic Engagement Awards on Wednesday.
Then
Thursday you had John Meacham in. And on Friday you did your volunteer efforts. You had to be exhausted over the weekend.
It's so invigorating, and it's just such a great time on our campus. You know, Keith, you've been part of it for all these many years, and it's just it makes you very, very proud and reminds you of all the great things that, that you do every day. So it's, this is not just 3 days. It's how we roll every single day.
Well, it's just a good thing you don't have anything coming up like this week.
Right.
Or next week.
You get a week off this week, man.
Yeah, that's right. We're just kind of laying low, sleeping in.
So you're having your big outdoor spring extreme today for the students.
Yes. Yeah, so at the end of at the beginning of the semester, we always welcome with a big bang, and at the end of the semester, we like to do the same at the end of the academic year, and today is our spring extreme, and we had everything was planned to be outside, but weather, obviously, what it's like outside, so we're bringing that inside, but the team and the student development, student life, Beth Warner and her team are bringing everything inside. There's going to be free lunch, some ice cream, some music, games, and lots of opportunities to socialize with other students. I hear there's a bouncy house, and I hear the bouncy house is coming indoors. So that's going to be interesting. Well, I'm just not going to go down that hallway.
The good news is you have enough room inside to do
that
these days.
That's right.
That's right. And part of the Spring Extreme includes what we call Alumni Day. It just gets everybody on campus. We have students that will go be rehearsing for commencement. So we like to make sure that we know how to pronounce their name. They pick up their cap and gown. They get their honor cord, you know, all of that good stuff. So all of that great fun and very exciting. You won't even know it's raining outside when you see what's going on inside Ivy Tech.
You'll
it's
be distracted. Be that's right.
Jenny, graduation is next Friday. And by the way, we're talking to Jenny Vaughn, the chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington. And Jenny, with graduation coming up next week, I'm looking at some numbers. I know you have these numbers in front of them. Talk about how many grads and some of the things that come out of that statistically.
Which is really awesome. Okay, so next Friday is our commencement, and the weather's going to be perfect. It's at the IU Auditorium at 6 p.m. It's open to everybody to come and see our wonderful students walk across the stage. We will be awarding for the full academic year over 1,000 total credentials, and that means somebody could have two, and that usually what happens. They might have a certificate in accounting, and then they have an associate degree in accounting. And so we have over 1,000 of those total credentials, and of that group, I've got, I've got 8 international students. I have our accelerated associate's degree, our second cohort of 33 students who will be graduating. So those are kids that started last June right after high school and then took a whole year and one whole year. And it, 1 year.
Did 2 years in a year.
Degree.
That's right.
Yeah, unbelievable. They did, right, exactly. They took 8-week classes for an entire year. Mm-hmm. And so there's 33 of those students. I'll be excited to hand them their diplomas. And one group of students that I always love, and we always like to recognize, our own employees. We want our employees to go back to school, and we foster that, and we give them the time. And we have 21 of our own employees who will be graduating and walking across the stage. So very excited about that.
Very nice.
We also have some, it's really cool. Our Achieve Your Degree, we have a couple of students actually graduating because they only needed maybe a semester or a little bit more to finish. And so that's...
Those are people from businesses in the community.
Yeah.
So that they come back to finish up. Right. Now talk about, here's the good news. How many nurses you sending out?
Oh my gosh. Okay. We are graduating 93 nurses. So 25 are our LPNs and 68 are associate degree nurses. And almost all of these students, they have to pass the NCLEX test. That's their test to be actually, say, okay, you are now a nurse. And they will do that in late May, early June. And then almost all of them have a job, and they have a job regionally. So, we're very proud of our nurses. They're unbelievable in the nursing program. It's stellar.
I polished up on my Latin so I could do this at graduation.
Oh, no.
In the graduation, we have 23 summa cum laude.
Mm-hmm. And Jenny, I have no idea what that means.
It means they did super good work.
There you go.
As we say in Bloomington, they did good job.
There you go.
And then we have 16.
And that's a 4.0.
That's right.
Oh.
Right. 69 magna cum laude. And then we have 91 cum laude.
You need a new brush if you're brushing up.
you have got to be
183 of our students are graduating with honors, so that's pretty cool.
You have to be so proud, Jenny.
And graduation really next Friday is at the IU Auditorium. The weather forecast looks okay. Upper 60s, cloudy skies. But again, the auditorium has a roof. Keith won't get wet. That'll be.
We will take that, exactly.
And when Keith valets your car, too, before graduation starts, you won't have anything
to worry
about.
It's a win-win all around.
Don't forget, tip big.
That's exactly right. So next Thursday, we will get ready for graduation. We'll let everybody know the timeline and what's happening. And you blinked, and the semester's over, just like that.
Unbelievable.
I got to tell you one quick thing, Michael. I've been to IU graduations forever.
Yes.
That's great, 4 years, family and everything. You can't imagine what it's like for a lot of our kids or first-generation college kids. Mm-hmm. Those families are so proud of what these people have accomplished.
Absolutely, and they should be because they're
really are
bigger and better things. And, again, churning out nurses, that's nothing new, Jenny.
And
right?
Those people stay in this area and work.
You churn out nurses at that clip almost annually.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. And we hope to grow that program in the coming future. So, we've got a new hospital coming,
exactly.
Being built, and we are a part of that. And we're super proud of that nursing department.
Staff it. Awesome. Great job as always. We always appreciate the time. Next Thursday, you don't have to wear your cap and gown and regalia. It's radio. We'll just pretend you
unless
have it
you
all.
Want to. Now. Unless you want to.
Oh, that's good. I like that. That's funny. All right, we'll talk next week. Great job as always.
Thank you. We'll see you soon.
All right, Jenny Vaughn, the chancellor at Ivy Tech. Busy times out there. Great things happening. IU graduation is this weekend. Ivy Tech graduation is next weekend. And then before you know it, MCCSC graduation is going to be around the corner. That's on campus again this year, right?
Yes, the two high schools.
The two high schools, the MCCSC. North and South high schools will host graduation again because it used to be at the wonderful parking lot of Assembly Hall, but we know that's gone through construction.
Well, when they went through the construction, they had to move. So,
and now you've got it down there. So,
and they like it. They, you know,
home field advantage, Keith.
But they're in the gym, but still, they like it because it's where they went to school.
Yep, feels like it's your spot there. And if everybody can fit in, and in the close,
well, we have overflow in the auditorium with closed circuit TV.
If that all works, then you've got nothing to worry about on that. So, we'll keep you updated on all these things as we continue to roll down the road.